1054, the young Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip were to visit Wollongong, and they were to take the scenic route on Lawrence Hargrave Drive, but this was not to be. Mark Hendricks reflects.
The touring royals were diverted from using Lawrence Hargrave Drive for fear of rockfalls, and the local residents kicked up quite a stink about this, because they were using the road all the time, and so were their kids and school buses.
It was deemed too dangerous for the Queen to travel down that road, so she went to Wollongong in the royal train.
In the 1950s, the DMR hired a man to look after the road. His name was Bert Cheetham.
They hired a man who had a spade and a shovel, and his job was to walk around the cliffs and shovel any small rocks off the road, use the broom and then the shovel, and he'd throw them into the sea. And if there was a serious rockfall that he couldn't lift off with the shovel, he would then go to the hotel, because that was the nearest phone, ring up the old Department of Main Roads headquarters in Wollongong, and they would send a team of workers out with the appropriate equipment.
He worked on that road between Colcliffe and Clifton, and that road used to be kept spotless by that man. I mean spotless.
He used to come up from Carldale on a push bike, and he'd start there at one end, and he'd go right to, and he'd work, he wouldn't sit, he'd work for his 8 hours. Any hour when Albert went, they didn't replace him. I think they replaced him with the chap for about 3 months, and he retired, and that was it.
When he was employed, it was very, very rarely that the road was cut. All of the locals were of the opinion that when he retired, that was when most of the trouble with rockfalls began.
But even Bert Cheetham, diligent as he was, could not stop the rockfalls, which always seemed to follow extreme weather events. Leo D'Adam relives an incident one evening in 1965.
There was a group of men repairing the road in the evening. It had slipped during the day and they kept working. And I went out there and it was raining, very violent weather with very strong winds. But the men kept working and it was just coming on towards the change of shifts at the coal mine. It would have been about 10-ish in the evening. And we held the men, about 10 to 15 cars, up, miners going to the night shift, and we just finished gravelling, and I let the miners go through, and we no sooner were just tidying up there, and we're dumping another load of gravel, and the truck was tipped up, we hear a rumble up top, and down come this massive rock, well, it must have been at least 30, 40 tonnes or more. And the tip truck was tipping the material and its tailgate was swinging, and the rock completely took the tailgate. It was by good fortune that we did not have any fatalities that night. We could have lost a fair few people, coal miners in their cars, they would have been sitting ducks. And the truck, it would have been another metre back, would have taken it with it. And I was only about 5 or 6 metres from where the rock went through, so it put the fear of life into me. And I never, from there on, sanctioned that repairs would be undertaken in the evening. Doesn't matter what emergency, and we immediately closed the road off. That was in my day. I don't know what happened afterwards.